Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to part two of our delightful chat with Two Twos podcast. If you haven't heard part one, head back to the feed, listen to part one. If you have already heard part one, here's part two. Since you started, have you noticed a change? Like, do you feel, I mean, so for example, I started Homo Sapiens with Will in 2017. I mean, it's so weird how much the world has changed since. Like, you would scrabble around for a piece of content that was queer related to talk about each week. And now it's like there's 10 things each week, like two blockbuster movies, four books, you know. How have you seen any changes?
I think we've seen changes. We started in 2019.
Yeah.
And so it hasn't been too long. But yeah, there's always something to talk about. But in the beginning, we did wonder, what are we going to talk about? Like, if we're going to do this weekly, how are we going to find things to talk about?
Yeah.
And that's why we had so many guests, because we thought that, okay, they could bring something new. But now there's so much to talk about. We try not to have a guest every single week anymore because then we forget about all the stuff to talk about outside of the guests. So it's definitely improved.
I kind of love listening to you two talking to each other, because it's got that lovely thing about friendship, which is specificity. And also, I kind of want you to go back to like something that you were talking about that is really silly but funny, you know. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if we're going to go back there. And the guest is a different thing as well. It's like, it's good to have it all, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, people do. They say the same thing. They prefer when it's just the two of us. I guess we're a bit more relaxed maybe.
Yeah, because it's not so rigid.
Yeah. Most of the time, we don't even know what we're going to say. We just go to the studio and press, and we just to start chatting. So,
if you wanted to sort of give yourself a bit of advice to the versions of yourself starting, what would you say?
Maybe we should get to the studio on time. Well, wait, hold on. Something that's changed.
We should say it to our present selves.
Okay, we have to say it to our present selves.
It's literally no different.
We're just lucky that our friend owns the studio and he just is
right. Oh, that's your friend. Okay.
Yeah, he's really laid back. We used to go to another studio and we would miss like most of the studio time because we're so late.
I know nothing about him, but he looks a little bit like long suffering, like he's knows you too, and he's like, here we go.
He's prepared. He's just prepared.
Yeah.
What would I tell myself? I guess just relax and have fun and keep going and don't take it too seriously. Because in the beginning, I was quite nervous. I think you can hear it from like the first few episodes. You can hear the nervousness, but I would say relax. You know, because I'm not really a camera person, and all you know,
I love a camera.
Yeah. I'm a Libra.
Is that a Libra thing? I didn't know that.
Oh, we have main characters.
We have main characters. Yeah.
If I were to listen back to the first episode we ever did of our podcast, like, I'm literally like this. Hello. All that sounds good. In my head, I was being like, yeah, wicked. Like, really? You're just, I was so shy because, you know, it's all new and all of that. But do you feel like it's something that you'll do forever?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if Nana wants to, because Nana gets bored. So if we
Right.
But you know, I'm actually quite proud of Nana. This is probably the longest thing I've seen her stick out to do.
Wait, hold on. Don't listen to her. This is the longest we've both done.
Okay.
No, we've both done. But I think, yeah, I think I would love to do. I think I was thinking about this the other day, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I just, because of the reception that we get from people, we'll be out at, like, maybe say Pussy Palace. And people be like, you've been such an important part of my journey. You know, and that's just amazing. So I think, if I can do it forever, I will do it. Forever.
Yeah. Eventually, we might have to go to, like, bi-weekly, maybe. But
for now, our lives are so busy. It's so good,
You know, I hope you do continue. Can I ask you if you would mind helping me with some agony uncling?
Oh, we'll love it.
Oh, actually, before we do that, can I ask you one thing? Because you're making me laugh so much. What was that thing you were talking about the other day about straight people are so gay?
the soggy biscuits.
Oh my god! So explain soggy biscuit for anyone who doesn't.
Then I'll go for it.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so it's a group of guys, and it's a game. Yeah. It's a competition. So they stand around in a circle, and they have.
This is straight men, by the way.
Straight men. Straight men in schools, they say, or even on the sports team.
Apparently it's quite rugby.
They stand in a circle, and the last one to ejaculate on a biscuit has to eat everybody's soggy biscuit.
No, there's one in the middle, so they have to eat the one soggy biscuit.
So I went to a school where that was spoken about a lot, and I never saw anyone do it. Mm-hmm. But when you were talking about it and you were like, it's the gayest thing ever, I was like, yeah, it's so gay, actually. It is. What the hell?
Like, who came up with that?
And do you know what? People, when we tweeted it, people were saying that we're lying.
Yeah, lots of guys were like, this is a lie. I was like, you're projecting right now.
Yeah, you know it's true.
Yeah, what are you two doing? You got too much time on your hands. It's like, no. It's real.
Yeah. So that was from our guest, Donnie Sunshine. He came on.
That was it.
And he was just telling us about his experiences as, like, a young queer man. And he was just saying that everything queer he saw from a straight man. And it went into that. This other podcast we went on, the guy was talking about all these examples of how men have been with other men that he's found uncomfortable. But they were all from straight men.
Yeah.
It was like, straight men are gay. Really, they're gay.
Yeah.
They're gay.
Well, also, like, Owen Jones said this thing, which I've always loved, is that most homophobia is directed at straight men by straight men. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's them calling each other that. Like, they're obsessed with it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we were talking about on the podcast. We were talking about men being scared to, like, eat a banana and they have to break it off. It's just so silly. It's so silly.
It's so funny. You're reminding me. Yeah, someone always told me, never make eye contact with someone when you're eating a banana. I've never thought about that.
It's just like, you're just sexualizing everything. It's weird.
It's weird.
I remember being on the road and having a lollipop and then men were looking at me and it's uncomfortable. Sexualizing the lollipop. God.
Now, agony uncling. Okay, so here's the first one. Is it terrible that I'm looking for... These are all anonymous, by the way. Is it terrible that I'm looking forward to my honeymoon more than my wedding?
Do you know what? I can understand because weddings are stressful.
Oh, so stressful.
I haven't been married, but... I haven't had a wedding before. But I can just know that it's stressful. Come on. The whole day you're preparing so much for this one day and then you get to relax on the honeymoon.
This is true. But... So I took my girlfriend to Jamaica in November for her birthday. That was stressful. I was trying to find that. But then again, if it's a honeymoon, you both do it together.
I mean, and you're on the honeymoon. You're having
no in time. In Jamaica, it was so stressful because I had to find things for us to do, and it's all meant to be. She loves surprises, so it has to be a surprise every day.
Every day. How long were you there for?
We're there for seven nights.
That's seven surprises. Yeah. What the hell? How did you do that?
I was pretending. Oh, this email came. Oh, sorry. See that? Sorry.
Were you just like putting a tissue over a breakfast and then be like, surprise? Like, fucking, I can't be bothered anymore.
Go down and there'll be a car waiting and we'll go to wherever it was in the day. But she knew after a while, it's obvious.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing you did that, though. I think that the funny the way they're phrasing it, because you could take this as, is it terrible that I don't care about marrying the person I love. I just want to go on the nice trip. You know what I mean? Like that could be the guilt, which obviously isn't great. But I don't know whether that's what they're saying, or maybe it's more like, I mean, the thing is, right, the problem with a wedding is, have you been married, Rose?
No.
The problem with a wedding is you think it's a party. This would be my piece of advice to anyone getting married. This is such a joyous piece of advice. You think it's a party, but actually you're at work. And that is why it's weird, because it's this thing that everybody comes to and everyone's made such an effort to come to and to be there. And it's taken as effort to create the thing that there's a lot of logistics going on and you're at the center. So you kind of got to go and talk to all those aunties and uncles, but you've also got to talk about the fact that the speaker's broken down when you're supposed to be playing music in a sec. And all this time you're like, but hang on, aren't I at a party? And you're like, no, I'm not. I'm at work. That's why I totally back looking forward to your honeymoon way over the wedding. Because honeymoon, you can just lie in your pants and drink.
Yeah, that's the my holiday, yeah.
If that's what you want to do. Unless you're with Rose and it's a surprise every day. Oh,
never again.
I think that's lovely you did that. Okay, so, wow, we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. Next question. Is it wrong to resent my family for thinking it's easier to hide my sexuality from my homophobic grandfather?
Oh. You know, like with grandparents, I think like everyone kind of tries to excuse them and say they're old school, they won't understand, it's not really worth the aggro, you know, because they're old. They're not going to unlearn their things. But, you know, a lot of old people do unlearn and they learn new things as well. Yeah. So I think, I wouldn't say they should be resentful, but I definitely think that there should be some conversations had and they should express how it's making them feel, you know, having to hide a part of who they are.
But it must be really scary because, like, my grandparents have always been in Ghana, but like people that talk about their grandparents just love them so much and have such a great relationship, just like being scared of not having that anymore, I think.
Yeah,
that's a bit terrifying.
But when you say your grandparents are in Ghana, like, do they know that you're queer or?
Oh, they don't. They absolutely do not. Do they not queeries? They don't.
Wait till they get into podcasting. They're like, we finished Joe Rogan and now we thought we'd find a new what's this?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because one of the words it says in this question is it wrong to resent my family for thinking it's easier to hide my sexuality from my homophobic grandfather? Resentment is terrible. It eats you from the inside. So I would say to this person, like, let's try and get away from resentment and let's try and manage it another way. I completely agree with what you're saying, Rose. It's like people are all like tiptoeing around the old people. They learn shit when they need to.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should give them that bandwidth sometimes. I'm like, what? You know, it's not fair. And also, give them a chance. See what they say. Give them a chance to say whether they care or not. Because we worry a lot on people's behalf of like, oh, what are they going to do? And also what's weird and unweighted in that whole decision is like, the grandparent is being given ultra respect and you're being given none.
Yeah.
And that says something about what you think deserves more respect. So there's actually a bit of homophobia going on from the people wanting to hide it, not the grandfather. Because why do they get more than I do? Yeah. It's really, like you said as well, is it's about speaking to your family and not trying to get rid of the resentment. Sit them down and say, this is not acceptable. What are we going to do? Let's make a decision together, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think with the resentment, it's just... it's too heavy on your heart, and
makes you
are
so angry.
Stressing.
Yeah, it makes you. Yeah, it really does make you angry. Yeah.
Free yourself. I would say free yourself.
Free yourself. Yeah. I love it. Okay, we've got one final question. What do I do if I find out my boyfriend is on Grindr?
Oh, I've heard this. So many people say that their boyfriend's on Grindr
without their knowledge.
Yeah.
Without their knowledge.
How do you know that your boyfriend's on Grindr?
What are you doing on Grindr? Or maybe someone saw him on Grindr and told the boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe. Or they've gone through the phone.
Clearly there's no trust here.
Have you two ever gone through the phone?
I have.
Of another half?
I have.
I did, but I did it because they went through my phone first.
Okay. You know, two wrongs don't make a right.
They don't.
No, but do you know what? I was quite a secure person until they went through my phone. Then I thought, if they go through my phone, do they have something to hide?
Okay. So, Nana, did you find anything when you went through the phone?
No.
No. Okay, good. So you felt guilty. Did they ever find out that you did it?
Yes, I told them.
That's good.
Oh, wow. Good on you.
I'm so surprised. I'm surprised.
Okay. And then, Rose, what about you?
I found tons.
No.
I found so much. And she still denied everything. Yeah, we broke up, but we got back together anyway. And then we broke up again.
Okay. I am guessing what's going on with this one is what happens a lot is that, like, I find this, and I'm sure there's versions of this for everyone on the queer spectrum or whatever, but like a lot of my gay friends will say, you know that so-and-so who's in a monogamous relationship, because it was open, who cares? But like, you know that they're on Grindr, and you're like, how? And you're like, because they started talking to me as like some torso pick. And then they sent some pics and they're like, oh my God, that's so-and-so who I know, his boyfriend. So what do you think in that situation? Like, is it a confront or is it?
I think if you recognize who the person is, you should say, I know you are so-and-so's boyfriend.
Right, okay.
But if the partner actually finds out that the boyfriend is on Grindr, do they confront them?
Yeah, they have to confront.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
You have to confront them.
And do you confront in an angry way or do you say, hey, it seems to me like there's a version of this relationship that you want that you're not getting, i.e. open?
It needs to be over Sunday dinner. I think that you have to make sure it's calm and you have to...
Really?
So you can tell if they're lying. You can tell if they're lying if it's off guard.
I love that. So could you pass me the potatoes, please? Right, I saw you on Grindr.
Exactly.
What's going on?
And it'll be starting.
Wow.
You could tell that they're lying.
Yeah.
And also, if you're eating, they can't really get up and just leave.
Nope.
So then they kind of have to stick around and you keep it cash. I like that.
You have to keep it cash. You can't let them, you can't be angry. You can't raise your voice. Mm. You have to be calm. Mm. And if it's okay, darling, you can tell me.
So is that, Rose, I'm learning so much about you. So this is how Rose approaches confrontation.
This is definitely how I do it. So
it's gentle. And then suddenly you're like, oh, I can feel a knife in me and twisting. What is it? You look down, you're like, they got me. So, Nana, how about you in confrontation? Where do you land?
I'm not making a lovely roast. I am not. Just ask them, I need to ask you something. Are you on Grindr? Look them deep in the eyes.
It has to be in person as well.
Yeah, absolutely in person.
Okay, yeah. Always in person. Does the person you're asking have a right to get angry if they had gone through their phone to find the information?
So that's what my ex-girlfriend did. It became about me going through her phone rather than her.
Classic deflection.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but what we're gonna do is deal with the fact that you were on Grindr first before we deal with the fact that I went through your phone.
Yeah, we can deal with both, but one is.
Look at that. Yeah. So, well, what Rose would say at that point would say main course is you going through this and then dessert is me going through your phone.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay, good. Thank you both for guiding us through our agony uncle woes. Should we do a bit of Culture Club just to wrap up in our final couple of minutes? Culture Club, where we talk about what our listeners are watching and reading and all the rest of it. Rayton, DC Creighton or something. Diana Ross, particularly Love Hangover. That's what they're listening to, I see. James AD has been listening to After the Tone podcast. Do you know that one, Scotty? Do you know After the Tone? What? You'd like it. It's funny.
Okay.
Samuel's been watching Suspicion on Apple. What are you two watching at the moment? Are you watching anything?
I'm watching Young, Africa and Famous.
On Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's very scandalous.
It's quite scandalous.
It is. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's like one queer person. He's just like the most unproblematic one on there.
Yeah, he's the best. Vibes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. And then, Nana, what are you watching?
I'm watching Killing Eve at the moment.
Season 27.
Yeah, don't know what's happening. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's a lot going on.
We were just watching Peaky Blinders yesterday. I was like, how does anyone follow this? What is going on?
Yeah,
there's.
I heard it's people... really good. I need to start that. I heard it's good as well.
I know. I'm sure it's great. And I was. It's season four, and I just started watching, expecting to know what's going on. But you feel behind already. Yeah. You know what I mean? Someone's been reading Heartstoppers by Alice Oseman. Have you two seen that at all? It's like a queer illustrated book, maybe a comic. They're amazing. Someone else is watching Top Boy. So that's new season now. Do you two ever watch that?
Yeah.
You haven't started the new season yet, no. But we are. There is a queer masculine presenting woman in it.
So yes.
We need to get into it.
We are going to get into it this
week. Yes. Mm. Have them on your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea. Literally saw Rose's eyes light up. Like, idea. I like it. Cool. Yeah, I had heard that as well, and so was like, oh, let's have a look at that, because I think it's out now. It's literally out now. Yeah. It's very cinematic now. Like, do you remember how it started and how it is now? Like, it's so, like, it's like a movie now. It just looks incredible. It's big in America, right? Because isn't Drake an exec or something weird?
Yeah, he is.
Even in Canada as well, like. Do
they have like similar slang? Like, the London slang is very similar.
Sorry, I forget. Drake's Canadian, isn't he? And anything you're reading? Anything else you'd like to shout out, recommendations wise? Any music? Any?
I've been reading Keisha the Skep by Jade LB.
Okay.
She also has a podcast called Echo Chamber Podcast, which is really good. But they had their last ever episode last week.
But it's still good to go back and like listen to all their episodes. It's great.
There'll be a comeback, you know it.
Yeah, I'm hoping with this one. Yeah,
and I hope there's thousands more of your episodes as well.
Yeah,
it's hopefully. Such a joy to listen to, and this has been so nice to chat. So thank you so much for taking the time to hang out.
Thank you so much for having us,
listeners. If you want to get in touch, go to @HomoSapiens on Instagram, @HomoSapiens podcast on Facebook, particularly with your agony uncles. Maybe Rose and Nana will help us out with some more, because their advice was a hell of a lot better than mine. And email your comments and questions to hello@homosapienspodcast.com, and listen to Tutus, which is out every
Wednesday.
The pair of you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, thanks so much. Bye now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.